Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Get complete full funnel and cross-media ad measurement, including social platforms, with Disco. Leading brands, agencies, and media companies choose Disco to measure brand lift and performance outcomes. Learn why at DISQO.com.
Brand.
Strangest description.
We will get to... NFL winners and losers in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends out in Aldridge at Score One Smoking. Chris has all the stuff you need for your barbecues, rubs and sauces, sip. All the meat, he's got it covered there. Please, go to the online store, Score One Smoking, no G, ScoreOneSmoking.com, or find them on Facebook and Instagram at Score One Smoking.
God, barbecue. I'm saying it over and over because it's a beautiful word. It's one of those words that just... It never sounds bad. Does barbecue ever sound bad to you?
Only if there's pirate bugs everywhere.
Yeah, even then I'm okay.
You just fight through it.
Yeah.
Just fight through the pirate bugs.
Yeah, the pirate bug topic really took hold today.
It did. And it will take hold again in the future,
I'm
sure.
Is it because of the time of year? Is this the time of year?
They said they come in late summer through the fall.
Okay.
So they'll be gone by November. But October, the last month, those things will bother you, hopefully.
I'm going to ask Matt Rhule about them, because I wonder if they bother the guys at practice. I wouldn't be surprised.
Matt, Steve Sipple on three. any issues with pirate bugs at practice? Think of it. Yeah, we do.
You know what? It would be informative. He might not know what they are. Do you think Matt Rhule knows what pirate bugs are? Because I've taken some heat today from people
He might say that's what those things are called. Might say those things are called pirate bugs.
Yeah.
He'll know what they are. He'll know.
Will he know? I don't know. Today, I'm going to informally poll a variety of people.
Okay. And let me know if they know what we're talking about. Well, while you're doing that, you can start with that, because it's time for NFL winners and losers.
Is it time?
Week
Play it.
5 edition. Let's fire it up. NFL winners and losers, sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. Go to any local grocer, and it's the king of the tailgate. You need to have this at tailgates.
It is.
Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. Bill puts it in his chili.
Mm-hmm.
You can dip meat or crackers in it.
You just take spoonfuls of it.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Right. I don't even.
All right. To the winners first of this week in the NFL. Sip. Number one, because they are no longer winless, the Jacksonville Jags are this week's biggest winner. 37-34 over the Colts. They tried to blow this game and go to 0-5, but they did not. They were up 14 points late.
Ooh.
Colts tied it up. Jags went and got a field goal, make it 37-34. They win their first game, no longer winless, and 1-4. The offense has come alive the last 2 weeks for Jacksonville.
Was that game in Indy?
It was in Jacksonville.
Oh, okay, they won in Jacksonville.
At home they beat them.
I'm sorry.
The Colts have not beat them, I think, for now 10 straight years in Jacksonville.
Wow.
10 straight losses at Jacksonville for the Colts.
Okay.
Number two winner. They keep winning, and it's great for the NFL. Rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels is tearing it up for the Commanders. They're not winning. They're blowing teams out, Sip. I mean, they're beating the bad teams like they should. Commanders beat Cleveland 34-13. Deshaun Watson sucks. That's a different story for a different day, but he's terrible. Jaden Daniels does not suck. That team is good. Their defense is playing well.
Mm-hmm.
Their offense is clicking.
Mm-hmm.
Commanders 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
Four straight wins.
And you like that they're good for the NFL because of that market?
I like when teams that have been down for a while, like the Lions are still a great story. They've been horrible forever. Now they're good. I like that. Mm-hmm. The draft is supposed to work that way. Give the bad teams hope.
I like the Washington, D.C. market being strong. I do like that.
Well, they are with the Ravens as well.
Yeah, that's strong. True. I like that.
Number three winner, another rookie quarterback who looked good for the first time this year, Caleb Williams and the Bears. They roll the Panthers, tip 36-10. D.J. Moore had a huge game against his former team. The defense continues to excel for the Bears. They're 3-2.
Okay.
They look good. The NFC North is the best division in football. I said the NFC South is the most fun. The NFC North is the best division in football.
Really?
Yes. All four teams are above 500.
Ben gave you quite a look right there.
Oh, it's Ben. I'll get to them later. But Vikings are 5-0. Bears are 3-2. Lions, I think, are 3-2 or 4-1, one of the two. And the Vikings, the Pack, are 3-2.
Okay.
Best division in football. All teams above 500.
Okay.
Number four winner. This was a shock. The Cardinals go into San Francisco and beat the Niners. They come back with another. The Niners keep having 10-point leads and blowing them this year. Against the Rams, blew a 10-point lead. They blew a 10-point lead. Cardinals win 24-23 over San Fran. Niners are injured. They also don't look right, though. Brock Purdy's not doing it this year.
He's not.
Now, McCaffrey still has not played yet. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mace in the back of it is fine. He's not Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
When they get healthy, they'll be fine. But right now, things don't look right in San Francisco.
They've got three losses.
They lost at home to Arizona, who had been bad. Three losses. Final winner. The New York Giants surprise everybody and go on the road to Seattle. Led the whole game.
Wow.
And they win the game 29-20. Now, Seattle was trying to tie this game up with about 50 seconds to go. And in the place where this became popular, with going over the center to block a kick, the Giants take a page out of the Seahawks book of the past. Jump over the center, block the kick, go for a touchdown, game over, 29-20. Giants, big surprising win on the road.
That is.
Daniel Jones played well.
That's why the NFL is so good.
He's not done.
That's why the NFL is so great, right? It's really unpredictable in a lot of ways.
Every week something happens in the NFL that's surprising. To the losers, I'm trying to get this pulled up here. Okay, number two, the losers.
Okay.
It was it's not embarrassing to lose on the road to Houston. That's a good team. The way the Bills did it, though, Buffalo Bills, this week's biggest loser. They were, they should have tried to get to overtime. It's under a minute to go. They get the ball after a punt at their own 3-yard line. Now, they could have been smart and tried to run out the clock and get to overtime. Instead, now the Texans did have timeouts left, so maybe they were trying to take a shot and just say what happens, happens. They took three shots. Deep shots. All incomplete. So they get no yards. They got a punt. And guess what? They punt. Texans get one play. Get enough yard. And make a 59-yard kick by Kyeemy Fairbairn to win the game.
Coaching.
I like Sean McDermott. I'm a fan of him. But a couple times a year, he gets in his own head, makes dumb decisions. And that was one of them in that one.
I wonder what Bill would say about that.
We can ask him about his thoughts on that when he comes back. But, okay. Number two loser. I'm sorry it's your team, Sip. The Raiders were up 10-0 against Denver, and they were going to go score a touchdown. Instead, they threw a pick six, a 100-yard pick six by Pat Surtain. And the Raiders just quit after that.
Is that McConnell?
The head coach? No, that was
the quarterback.
Gardner Minshew.
Oh, Minshew's playing. Okay,
now,
Minshew's playing.
Antonio Pierce said that they're going to decide this week if it's going to be O'Connell or it's going to be Minshew.
Ooh.
They were about to lead 17-0 or 13-0. And instead, they lose 34-18. Bo Nix got hot in the second half. The defense played well. The Raiders just disappeared. Raiders are a weird 2-3. I don't believe in them at all.
No.
They beat the Ravens, which is still the biggest surprise of the season, and they beat the Browns, who suck.
And to be clear on this, it's a stretch at this point in my life to call them my Raiders. I don't follow them.
But I want to call them.
Right.
I want to call them that for you.
If I was going to pick up a team, it would be the Raiders. But yeah.
Number three loser. The offense was not the problem in this game, but the Cincinnati Bengals defense has just not appeared yet in a game this year. They're 1-4.
They have not appeared.
They're 1-4.
Yes.
They lose to Baltimore at home 41-38. They led this game by two touchdowns late and blew it. Goes to overtime. They get conservative offensively in overtime. The Ravens go down and get the winning field goal. Ravens are 3-2. The Bengals are 1-4. Joe Burrow said in postgame, "We are not a championship team right now."
Oof. Hey, listen, you just supplied a damning assessment of a defense when you said you have not appeared
through five games.
You have not appeared.
I mean, they didn't give up an embarrassing amount of yards to the Patriots. They lost the Patriots, though, week one. They lost the Pats. The Dolphins beat the Patriots for crying out loud. Number four loser, the Jets go overseas to London, and the offense once again sucks. The Vikings win this game 23-17. They hold on late. The Jets got a sign of life late in this game, but...
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Get complete full funnel and cross-media ad measurement, including social platforms, with Disco. Leading brands, agencies, and media companies choose Disco to measure brand lift and performance outcomes. Learn why at DISQO.com.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
They don't look right.
They don't look right.
Aaron Rodgers is, again, he's not what he used to be.
No, I got to tell you.
They have some problems.
I like Aaron Rodgers. I really do. He's, if I was going to list my favorite athletes, he'd definitely be in the top five. I like him a lot. He's a shadow of himself. I mean, I watched the game against the Broncos. That was a horrible day.
Yes. In New York. Last week, 10-9 Broncos.
Yeah, and it was rough weather. But no, he doesn't. He just doesn't look good to me. He's just like an average quarterback at this point, right?
Yes. Yes.
That's what he looks like.
He looks subpar. Number five loser. I didn't think their start was real. Now it's confirmed. The Steelers were 3-0 to begin. They lose to the Cowboys. It wasn't an embarrassing loss to lose to Dallas 20-17. But Justin Fields has kind of lost his effectiveness. They're not moving the ball very well. Defense is still elite. Very, very good defense in Pittsburgh, which will carry them to success this year. But the offense has problems. It has problems.
They have a big-time running back, Najee Harris.
Yeah, Najee's not, he's not what you think he
not
is.
Not a big-time running back?
He's not a big, he's an average back. He's not bad. He's just
not
average.
Not big-time?
No. Najee Harris is not a big-time running back.
Ben's shaking his head like, no, not big-time.
He's on my side
for
once
today? Yeah. This is the first time in five shots today he's been on your side.
The Hail Mary hit, finally.
Yeah, hit.
So there you go. That's your NFL Winners and Losers Week 5, sponsored by your friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread.
That was good, Jake. It's always very informative. I wish I could follow the NFL more closely, doing a little bit better job this year. I know your Dolphins are in a sad state.
I didn't put them in the winners or losers because that game was... I could say I would have put them easily a loser if they lost, number one, because of what happened on special teams.
Review that quickly.
Now, you thought Nebraska had issues at special teams.
Uh-huh. I do think that.
Again, it's understandable more in college than the NFL, right? They're getting paid in the NFL.
Yeah.
They have more experience in the NFL.
Yeah, 100.
What happened on Sunday in New England for the Dolphins is inexcusable.
Hit it.
Now, the Dolphins did make a 54-yard kick off the bat. That was good. And then it went downhill. The Dolphins then missed a straight-on 41-yard kick, hit the upright, loud, doink!
Straight-on?
Yeah.
Not a lot of wind?
There was no wind at all. In fact, there was no wind.
That's not good.
For that kick.
That's not good.
It got worse.
Yeah.
Then the Dolphins, the next time they had the ball, had their punt blocked.
Oh, okay. They had a punt blocked.
Yeah, which was followed by an embarrassment that the Patriots, I believe, missed a 33-yard kick straight on also. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oof.
It's 33 yards. You missed it
happens,
right.
Though.
It was straight on.
This is good for Nebraska fans to hear this for perspective's sake.
And then it got worse. The end of the first half, Dolphins trying to make about a 45-yard kick. A paid long snapper who has a contract in the NFL. Literally rolled the snap to the holder. It was rolling. It was never in the air. It rolled the entire way. The man had no chance but to just dive down, just get on the ball and dive down.
Just rolled it.
He rolled the snap. This ball never was in the air.
It must
it's
have
professional.
Out.
This is the pros.
It had to slip out of his hands.
This is the pros. It's not good in college or high school, whatever. It can never happen in the pros, and it happened.
It's really interesting from the standpoint that that is his livelihood. It's not like he's a lawyer by day and a long snapper by night. He is a long snapper by day and a long snapper by night.
Yes.
That's his whole life.
And he's actually a pretty good one. Blake Ferguson is a good snapper. But what, I don't know what happened there.
Human error happened.
Before the game show, by the way, on YouTube, Phil Ruhlman with us.
Phil Ruhlman, I drove by your place.
He says, Jake, great to have you and your family join us for Sunday brunch. Hope you got enough to eat. Yes, I was there with my family. It took about 12 people there to Ruhlman.
And they treated you
well. He gave
us
the private room. I didn't ask for that. I said, need 12 people.
If I'm going to make reservations, do I call them and call this for Phil? And
just text him. Just text Phil.
Yeah, it's time for me to get there.
You should. Yeah. That was Sunday brunch at Ruhlman's in Ashland. Whew, top notch. They have prime rib. And I had some. They had fried chicken and prime rib on top of other incredible
for
things.
For brunch. You're living well at that point.
I was. Let's play the game. So give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. We just talked about NFL winners and losers. How about some NFL defensive backs?
Okay.
Safeties and cornerbacks.
Oh,
teams do these guys play for?
This is trouble.
These are all seen as top 10 defensive backs in the NFL. I'm not trying to dupe anybody here.
Well, this could look really bad.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Trivia by himself again. No Bill today, so no lifeline. Mano y mano
NFL
defensive backs. How do you feel about this today?
Not good. I'm not going to lie. Okay. I'll just be very transparent.
Okay, we got JR. JR, how do you feel about NFL defensive backs today?
I might be able to find a nut out there somewhere.
Okay, I think we'll get some questions right today.
Okay. So,
first question goes to you, JR. What team does star safety Kyle Hamilton play for in the NFL?
Kyle Hamilton. Let's go with the Bills.
Steel. Ravens.
Look at this NFL fan over here.
Know that. I don't know why I know that, but I do. I liked him at Notre Dame, and I wondered about him.
That's right.
I wondered about him. Big, rangy safety.
Okay, so 1-0 lead for your first actual question. What team does star safety Minkah Fitzpatrick play for?
Oh, God. Minkah.
Played at Alabama in college.
Okay, you're giving me hints.
That doesn't give any hint at all.
Minkah plays for the Pack. No.
JR, do you want that one or not?
I think I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Brilliant!
Ooh, AD would be very displeased with
me. Two steals right now off the bat. JR, for the lead, last question. What team does star cornerback Jaire Alexander play for?
Ooh. Does he play for the Packers?
Brilliant!
Yes,
here we go.
Does.
Gotta get to overtime.
Sip to force the tie.
Gotta get to overtime.
Question. What team does star safety Jesse Bates play for?
Oh, yeah, play the Bills.
Said it so confidently. The answer is the Atlanta Falcons.
Ooh,
for Jesse Bates.
Didn't even get the right division.
No, or the right conference, actually. Right. NFC, you guessed AFC.
Bad.
JR, you're getting bagels. Nice win today calling down the road. Congrats.
Shut up, Sipple.
Very nice, JR.
Very nice, JR.
All right.
0-2.
Tiebreaker for you, Sip, before we get out of here.
Okay.
How many players have 60-plus interceptions in their career in NFL history dating back to 1940?
60-plus picks.
In their career.
Oh, I should be able to get in a neighborhood. 60-plus is a big number.
A lot.
That's a big number. It can't be many. 12.
Ooh, 11.
Oh,
the most all time is Paul Krause with 81.
Mm-hmm.
He was back in the 60s and 70s.
Wow, Mel Blunt on that list?
I don't know the whole list.
All right. Interesting.
Darren Sharp was high on that list.
Yeah.
Charles Woodson was high on that list.
Would you say there's more safeties than corners?
I need to look at that, actually. That's a good question.
I wonder.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, it's a loss for you today, but it's always tomorrow.
0-2 is the record now, and we're in a bit of, oh, God, we're under 500. Or, yeah, 23-24.
Uh-oh.
23-24. Yeah, that's not
you
good.
Are the Miami Dolphins right now. Mediocre.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm the Chicago Bulls.
No. What? The Bulls of the 90s or the Bulls of the now?
The Bulls of the now.
Okay, you're the Bulls of the now. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Undy, 500.
When we come back, the spillover on early break on the ticket.
Get complete full funnel and cross-media ad measurement, including social platforms, with Disco. Leading brands, agencies, and media companies choose Disco to measure brand lift and performance outcomes. Learn why at DISQO.com. Get complete cross-media and full funnel ad measurement with Disco. Only Disco measures all media channels, including social platforms. Also, you can connect what people think with what they actually do online after ad exposure. And did we mention that Disco's ad measurement is not reliant on cookies? Leading brands, agencies, and media companies choose Disco to measure brand lift and performance outcomes. Learn why at DISQO.com.